The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Visa. Every company succeeds in its own way, and Visa Business is there to help. This is Dave Ross. Yes, you can prevent children from getting fat, and it doesn't have to hurt. More after this. The obesity studies say too many American kids are too fat, and so health classes show videos about the food pyramid. Schools are removing the soda machines and tempting the kids instead with chilled apples. Mandatory phys ed is back. The president has a fitness program. But so far, it hasn't seemed to do much. And so researcher Leonard Epstein at the State University of New York at Buffalo decided to study a simple idea. Suppose you just cut off television. Television has been tagged before as a prime suspect in the plumping of children, but the usual approach to cutting down on TV watching has been to harangue parents to take control, which might have worked back in the days when there was one TV and the parents actually controlled it, but in this age of a TV in every bedroom, good luck. So Professor Epstein tried a different approach. He studied 760 overweight children, ages 4 to 7, who spent at least 14 hours a week watching TV or playing computer games. For half of the kids, he provided parents with advice on cutting TV hours, but it was voluntary. For the other half, he equipped the TVs and the computers with a gadget called TV Allowance. Children had to enter an access code, and when the allotted TV time was up, the TV or computer went dead, all by itself. No amount of whining could bring it back to life until the next day. The result? The kids with the metered TV spent 17 and a half fewer hours in front of the set. But the most remarkable thing was the effect on weight. In the voluntary group, after 2 years, 18% of the kids were no longer overweight. But in the group with the TV meters, 30% found their inner thin child. And because it was a machine controlling the TV, no confrontations with parents. The moral? Voluntary restrictions on TV have their place, but the best thing that can happen to an overweight kid is a power outage. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, March 4th, 2008.